All right, here we go. 22 before the hour and 100.1 FM, WRHI AM 1340. Yep, and what is it? 51? 61? Nice.
It's nice today.
Yeah, nice outside. All right, it's 100.1 FM, WRHI, 22 before the hour, and Rick, sorry, you look like a jury to me. Have you ever thought about
calling
me yourself?
Whichever you'd like.
Just don't, not late to lunch is what you'll
that's
go
right.
with.
Right. I'm easy.
All right, it's 22 before the hour, and Freddie's like,
it's Rick. His name's Rick.
You know when you get that in somebody, you look like somebody, and they become that person, and you never call them the right name again?
Bill, it's okay. Don't
it's
worry
fine.
About it.
I like it. We're close. All right, you're 21 before the hour. It's 53 degrees sunshine. It's Monday. This is the 8th. Manny Kimmel joined us because we're talking local tennis. And if anybody has the middle name of Manning Jimmy Connors Kimmel, it's Manny.
Well, I wonder, because this is about Sullivan Middle School expansion versus the Rock Hill Tennis Center. So, Rick, are you a tennis person or a Sullivan Middle School person?
Well, I sort of both. My children all went to Sullivan, and I play tennis. So.
Well, I was going to say you have a killer forehand, I'm thinking.
It's a great game. And the city has spent a lot of time and a lot of money developing one of the best programs in South Carolina to tennis center. So it's a valuable asset for the community and something that needs to be taken care of.
And really brings in a lot of people from a lot of places around the world.
It does. And in addition, we have really hundreds of kids who are taking tennis lessons over there, learning how to play, getting exercise. It's tied in with Sullivan Middle School, so the school gets to use the facility as well. It's just been a great success and one that others would like to emulate.
And Manning, I'm thinking that you have a lot of information that you guys have discussed before about the different expansion and things that are you
well,
guys
the,
are
Well, the issue really
about.
Is Rock Hill grows, so too does the interest in tennis. And what are we going to do about space for additional courts?
Yeah.
And along comes a pretty serious issue, significant issue, where Sullivan Middle School is going to be expanded. And when they expand, well, I'm going to let you pick it up.
Yeah, sure. They're going to put an elementary school on the backside of Sullivan. And this school will be focused on language for the elementary school kids. It'll all be consolidated in one location. But unfortunately, the new elementary school has to be placed in the exact location where the current football field and track are located.
Okay.
So the school district has to make a decision on where to move the football field because the middle school still has a football program and athletics and so on and so forth. So the school has property on the lower side, but also there's an opportunity to put the field up on the Cherry Park side. So there's been a lot of discussion between the city and the school district about putting the football field over in Cherry Park in a location that's mm-hmm. ideal for it. Mm-hmm. It causes no disruption for any of the residents, and it allows land to be available on the south side of Sullivan for future expansion of the tennis center.
Do you think that'll happen?
No.
Okay, because it makes too much sense.
Well, there are issues that the school district has in a contract, and there are issues that the city has in a contract between the two in order to come to closure on this. But at this point, is my understanding from the public readings and the documents that have been available, that the city has pretty much agreed to almost all the terms and conditions that the school district requested, but the school district has gone silent on it. And they are driven by a schedule. They've got to get this field done in order to build the elementary school, to allow the kids to come back to school in 2018, and have a field ready for athletics for the middle school program.
Wow.
So they have a schedule, but it's their own schedule, and this process has been ongoing since last fall. So in December, after negotiations had broken down, a number of people, citizens, got involved and tried to help facilitate some discussion, and it moved along very well. The school board approved one of the versions with a 7-0 vote of an agreement between the city and school district. And they came to the city, and there were still a few issues in the agreement that need to be clarified or resolved. And then after the city council approved it for first reading, it died. And it's just nothing's happening. And I know day by day the clock is running. And if we don't find a way to resolve this, we're going to put a football field down on the lower side of Sullivan, and it'll impact all the people along Maplewood because they'll have a football field right in their front yards.
You bet.
It'll take all the future land that's available for tennis to expand in Rock Hill. And right now, I've got to say, the tennis center is operating at capacity during normal tennis hours. So it's apparent that in the future we will need more space, maybe not today, but some years down the road, and if we don't reserve property for that purpose, we can't do it.
So what's the hang-up?
I think the hang-up has to do with potential costs associated with putting the field over in Cherry Park. The city was interested in putting a synthetic turf down because the field will get exceptional use, a lot of use out of it, and they're having to convert two of the fields over there that they have now into this single field. So it would have double or triple duty, and only synthetic turf would hold up. But it was my understanding that the city had pretty much agreed to pay the additional costs and to stand good for some of the risk associated with costs if they went up during this time of construction. So I really, at this point, Manning, do not know why we haven't gotten an agreement.
I mean, it sounds like the schedule is more important than the ultimate outcome.
This is an interesting dilemma because this has nothing to do with curriculum and students and education. This is a pure public policy type decision that school board's having to make. And what is in the best interest of the public is not to put that field down on the lower side and affect all the people on Harrell Street and Towns Court and all with football games and track meets in their front yards, as well as all the traffic at an intersection that's wholly unprepared for it. It seems to me this is a public policy decision, and that someone on the school board should say, we won't accept the answer of no. There has to be a way for this to occur. I know Jim Reno and others on the city council have been working diligently to try to find a solution to this question, and we don't have one yet. And the public is really very, very much unaware of what's getting ready to happen. To my knowledge, there have been no public hearings of the residents that are around that field location to involve them in this decision-making process. The tennis community has just started rising up with correspondences among themselves to meet with the school board on the 22nd. This is something that we can fix. It doesn't have to happen. We can take care of some of the problems on Caswell with the traffic and little children running through there and all that, but it's got to happen really quickly here.
So with all that being said, May 22nd is a pivotal point for the general public to come to the school board meeting and say, what are you doing?
Wait, come on, you got to fix it later down the road here. It's going to be much more costly to do it than do it this way here. Why are you the only one, Rick, that seems to be able to, you and this group are the only one now that seems to be able to see this is the right thing to do?
Well, I think you'll find if you talk to the staff members, and actually I suspect if you talk to the school board members and city council, they would all say the right thing to do here is to put the football field in Cherry Park. They would all say that.
That land backs right up to Sullivan School, doesn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
The Cherry Park backs right up to Sullivan School, doesn't it?
Yeah. And there would have to be road changes, and that was an issue for the school board, and I thought that they had worked their way through that with the city. But I don't believe anybody looks and says, gosh, what a great thing to put this field down on the lower side of Sullivan. Instead, I think it's going there because we simply haven't been able to get to the end of the line and sign an agreement. Hmm. So it's unfortunate, and I don't.
So the
it's really close to the road.
Citizens and neighbors need to come to that May 22nd meeting.
That's correct. Yeah,
that's a key thing.
Okay.
Wow.
Has there ever been any thought of now that you're at capacity with the Rock Hill Tennis Center, is there any thought of changing locations altogether?
Well, the tennis center, the city has invested millions in that tennis center. It is really an outstanding facility.
It's beautiful.
And if they are going to do anything in the future and build more courts, it'll have to be someplace other than that if this property is chewed up with a football field and track.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll go to the school board meeting on May 22nd.
Kick the can down the road. Don't worry about it right now. Just worry about this weekend. Isn't that right?
All right.
It's 13 before the hour. Golly. Okay.
Thank
you, Manny.
Thank you.
Rick, good to see you this morning.
My pleasure.
You bet. All right. We're about 14 before the hour. It is 100.1 FM, WRHI.